Table of contents. 1. Any illness or hospitalization since the last review? Yes. If yes, details. 2. Highlight any other outstanding health, developmental needs, issues not referred to above, and whether any changes are needed to the current health arrangements. 3. Have there been any changes in school, nursery since last review? Pipe. If yes, details including date of change. 4. Number of school days missed this academic year. Highlight child, young person's achievements in school since last review, both academic and non-academic achievements. 5. Highlight any concerns or outstanding issues regarding child, young person's education, learning, language and social development, and whether there need to be any changes to the current arrangements for CHLLD, young person 6 where appropriate. Has life story work been completed? If no, when will this be done and by whom? 7. Comment on quality of the attachment between child, young person and carers. 8. Highlight any other changes, issues regarding emotional, behavioral development. 9. Summary of review discussion. 10. HAVE the decisions reached at the last review been acted upon? 11. WHAT has been the effect of any change in the child and young person's circumstance since they became looked after, or since the last review? If the child has had an unplanned placement, has there been a disruption meeting? Briefly, outline 12 SOCIAL work interventions since the last review. Are the frequency of visits meeting statutory requirements and the needs of the child, young person? Yes. 12.1 assessment. 12.2 the care plan. 12.3 care planning. 12.4 have the views of the child, young person, parents, other significant adults, carers, and other professionals been taken into consideration? Yes. Any illness or hospitalization since the last review? Yes. If yes, details. Lee continues to have health issues. Nocturnal enuresis, redacted by author, T.H. Thing. Unpleasant odor. He has been seen by health professionals for appointments related to this. Since last review, Lee has refused to be seen by any health professionals regarding the issues raised above. Carol has tried to reason with Lee on this, however he is adamant in his decision. Update. This continues to be an issue for Lee, and recently his self-harm began to escalate, where Lee would wake up in a pool of blood and ask children at school to smash his hand with chairs etc. as to break it. Lee was admitted to Woodlands Adolescent Unit on the 1st of May 2012 and remains here. Lee voluntarily admitted himself initially, but then had to be sectioned as tried to discharge. In the prior to the CPA meeting, Lee's section was removed and he remains in their care on a voluntary basis. Highlight any other outstanding health, developmental needs, issues not referred to above, and whether any changes are needed to the current health arrangements. Issues raised above. Care. Carol remains being paid a professional fee as Lee's carers. This will be reviewed after the next CPA in June when the future care plan is considered once more. Have there been any changes in school, nursery since last review? Pipe. If yes, details including date of change. Lee is currently in Woodlands in Staplehurst. This means that Lee is not being currently schooled by Ellington and Hearson School. The following arrangements regarding future plans in terms of exams is as follow. Re-exam on the 31st of May. Can be deferred to next year and either go for half or full GCSE. Deferring. DT till next year, and he will have 2 days intensive learning to complete this. Number of school days missed this academic year. Highlight child, young person's achievements in school since last review, both academic and non-academic achievements. Lee continues to do well in geography, history and DT. Lee is doing well in science, music and photography. When discussing interests further with Lee, when he puts his mind to things, he is a very creative person, just lacks the motivation to explore this further. Lee is good at ICT and enjoys using the computer. He has a strength in this area, and it is important that this is perused so that this can help Lee to develop his skills. Update. Lee has been engaging well in activities and schooling within Woodlands. Lee feels he needs more stimulating as he often becomes bored. Highlight any concerns or outstanding issues regarding child, young person's education, learning, language and social development, and whether there need to be any changes to the current arrangements for CHLLD, young person. Lee talks of Bin Laden and blowing up important building relating to American security. There was concern of this being terrorism-like behavior, but it is clear that there is no religious, political or belief-led views, and more the actual act of blowing things up. This has been discussed with Kent Police following the school raising an alert. Alamgir Sharia from Kent Police is meeting with Lee the 18th of April 2012 to discuss the above issues, as he is currently a part of a new program working with young people like Lee to look at their focus or interests in radicalism and put this focus towards something positive. Lie, for e.g. producing a computer game, being a part of focus groups, etc. Lee is currently proving difficult to engage, however it is hoped that he will take this as a great opportunity. Update. This is no longer of concern and the police are not involved. Lee has a lot on his plate and needs space to focus on his well-being. Concerns previously raised are now being addressed and explored in Woodland. Where appropriate, has life story work been completed? If no, when will this be done and by whom? Lee is starting to question his past and is aware that I would need to do this work with him. He is resistant to this as wants to complete on his own but is too vulnerable at this time. Comment on quality of the attachment between child, young person and carers. Lee appears to have a very stable, positive and good relationship with Carol and John Thompson. However, there are times when Lee will test the boundaries and has recently said to Carol such comments as, "Well, I will leave this placement then. I have worked with Carol so that she understands this is Lee's way of communicating he is angry or upset and that it is not possible as these comments have surprised and upset Carol." Other than this, it is fantastic that Lee has been with Carol as long as he has, and this evidences that Lee's relationship with his carers is good. Often Lee communicates better when things are humid. Carol has a great sense of humor and often Lee is laughing with her. Highlight any other changes, issues regarding emotional, behavioral development. Lee talk of Bin Laden has become much more, which has caused concern for the school particularly. Summary of review discussion. Did everyone receive a copy of the last looked after children review minutes? Yes. Child, young person's participation in the review process. Has the ERO met with the child, young person prior to the review? Brief summary of issues discussed. Lee met with the ERO before meeting. What is the child and young person's understanding of their care plan? Lee Harris understands that he is staying at Verona House until a foster placement is identified. He is concerned that he is falling behind with his school work. If appropriate, have arrangements been made for an independent person to speak on behalf of the child, young person? He had seen a solicitor previously to appeal the decision about detention under the MHA. He had not wanted an advocate for today. Have the decisions reached at the last review been acted upon? Record which decisions have not been acted upon and why. Lee to leave hospital on the 31st of July 2012, achieved the following week. These minutes should be read in conjunction with hospital minutes. Achieved Jackie Cadder to be informed about the above care plan ongoing COAs and care plan to be updated within 35 days. Not achieved Verona House to receive 2 weeks medication on discharge. Achieved Dr. Garrett to write to Dr. Rue and new GP, Dr. Brian at Herne Bay. LA also to receive a copy of the discharge letter not discussed, but social worker needs to check this lack health assessment is due. This should be undertaken by pediatrician in order to ensure that redacted by author hour, the thing, follow-up is prioritized. Referral done but no appointment offered yet, placement plan to be held within a week. Lee seems keen to go to the caravan and attend the gym. Achieved Lee was encouraged to complete his stay in a positive way so that it did not end badly. Achieved Lee to attend ultrasound appointment on 07-08 not achieved, and a further appointment has been offered in October 2012. What has been the effect of any change in the child and young person's circumstance since they became looked after, or since the last review? If the child has had an unplanned placement, has there been a disruption meeting? Briefly outline. Lee has moved to Verona House where he seems okay. He does not want to share his former foster carers, although this was offered to him. Social work interventions since the last review are the frequency of visits meeting statutory requirements and the needs of the child, young person. Yes, assessment. Is the care plan, pathway plan based on an up-to-date assessment which identifies the child's needs and takes into consideration there will need to inform the planning for move back to foster care? Other assessments undertaken? The Woodland report will inform the LA assessment and be forwarded to Verona House. The ERO has not seen this. The care plan. Does the care plan meet the needs of the child? Yes. Does the care plan meet the needs for permanency? Does the placement plan address all the child's needs within the placement? Yes. Does the health action plan address all the child's health needs? The ERO has not read the latest report that was completed on the 22nd of September 11 and has not seen a report from the redacted by author, the thing. Appointment. Does the PEP address all the child's educational needs? held on the 13th of July 12. Is there an agreed contact plan which meets the needs of the child? Needs to be followed up following discussion today. Is there an appropriate contingency plan? There is not a clear care plan yet. Identify where the child's needs are not being met and if there is any delay. Are all the pledge commitments for the child being provided? Yes, and Lee has been going to the gym as membership is funded on a monthly basis. If some or no, please state what actions are being taken to meet those not being met. Care planning. No. Identify any changes, services or actions needed to meet the child's needs. Placement. Stacy Mackleton attended today and was very complimentary about Lee, describing him as an absolute pleasure, a real asset to this house. She said that he is a very caring person who does not get involved with other residents' issues but seems to go with the flow. There have been no incidents, as he is polite and respectful. He is allowed to go out unsupervised and he has been going to the library and gym. Verona have supplied monthly gym membership that will be repeated as he is making good use of the pass. Lee is happy here and knows that it is temporary and hopes to get a foster placement in Thanet. Healthly IHAS been a psychiatric inpatient and his needs have been assessed. He still bed wet sporadically. He attended his redacted by author, The Thing, appointment with Dr. Reddy the summer that was a major step forward but did not go for the follow-up ultrasound appointment. The reason given was that it was too early and another appointment has been made for October. Lee said that he was happy to go. The health assessment is overdue but a referral has been made. This needs to be addressed given the complexity of Lee's needs and to be incorporated into the plan. Redacted by author, The Thing. Last dentist appointment was July 2011 and Lee will be due at optician in January 2013. Lee today said that he had missed a dental appointment and was due to overcare have a filling to a front tooth. This needs to be organized as a matter of urgency. Lee has seen Dr. Nyrak since discharge and requested a trial without medication. He sequently decided that he wanted to remain taking it and is prescribed Aquasem 40 mg and Sertraline 50 mg each morning. Stacy reported that he is very reliable in taking it and reminds staff they work together. Lee has a lot of confidence in his psychiatrist and Dr. Nyrak has decided to keep him as a patient rather than transfer him to Canterbury. His next appointment is in October 2012. Emotional and behavioral. Lee has seen Oliver, the psychologist, on 10 occasions when in hospital. Oliver recommended continuing psychological intervention, but this was not discussed today. The view of the ERO is that as this is a temporary placement, these supports need to be built into the next stage of the planning. There were old scratch marks visible on Lee's arms, but no concerns were raised today. Lee says that he finds the gym very helpful. He has also enjoyed going to the caravan in Hastings, where he has been in the clubhouse. Social work. R said that Lee has made progress, but it is early days. Lee said that he had not been sleeping very well over the last few days, so staff will keep an eye on this. Education. Lee starts year 11 in September 2012. A pep and air was undertaken on the 13th of July. The view at the last review was that an immediate return to mainstream school would not be appropriate and Verona House has its own small unit. Joe will be a king. The matter to JRAP was said last time. Lee has seen a tutor, Morris, once last week and is due to receive some work from Leington and Hearson School. Lee hopes to achieve a C grade in design graphics, music and photography. He wants to do well in English and maths too. He is worried that he is already so far behind and is aware that there will be a professionals meeting next week. He wanted to be present but was advised that it was not appropriate. The ERO suggested that he write down his views for the meeting. Contact. Lee has been seeing his mother, sisters and older brother on Saturday, spending time at the family home. It came to light today that mother is getting married this Saturday too. Katrina, a previous worker, has done a CRB check and Lee said that there were issues but at this time he was no longer her partner. This needs to be checked urgently as Lee plans to spend all Saturday at the wedding. According to Lee, Matt used to drink heavily but no longer does. Social worker will need to speak with mother to clarify arrangements. Brother is also invited and Lee knows that they struggle to get on at times. Lee has a suit for the occasion and is really looking forward to it. Have the views of the child, young person, parents, other significant adults, carers, and other professionals been taken into consideration? Yes, legal. Lee remains subject of a care order. Other issues. Lee wants more free time and an extra hour was agreed today by social worker. He has been so reliable to date. Lee will be 16 in November, so transfer to 16 plus should be considered. Joe Jarvis Jones and social worker feels that it will be important to delay this transition in light of all the other changes and developments. The ERA would support this plan. Lee said that he will leave the decisions to social worker, but he is aware of the 16 plus service as his older brother is living in supported lodgings. The general view last time was that Lee had benefited from his time in hospital, and the emphasis now was on sustaining the changes that have been made. Subscribe to our newsletter. Join our mailing list to receive the latest news and updates from our team. Subscribe. You have successfully subscribed.